Connoisseurs of cocktails are noticing a new option on the menu in some trendier bars, the Brazilian caipirinha, made with limes, ice, sugar, and a liquor derived from sugarcane. The drink is a huge hit in Europe. In Germany, it's second only to beer. But despite the caipirinha's popularity back home in Brazil, many people still consider it rot gut. NPR's Martin Costi reports from Rio de Janeiro.
First, a quick vocabulary lesson. The lime and sugar cocktail is called a caipirinha, but the liquor that goes into it is called cachaça. Cachaça traditionally comes from little distilleries like this one, in the foothills of Rio de Janeiro's green coastal mountains. They've been making cachaça here the same way for centuries. A waterfall drives a mill wheel, which crushes brown juice from fresh sugar cane. The juice is fermented and distilled in small copper kettles, and the result is cachaça, the 90-proof solution to so many of life's little problems. Just below the water wheel, customers are lining up. The owner, Anibal Gama, fills their gallon jugs directly from the vat with a hose. Customer Rivaldo Machado and his two buddies have just bought 3 gallons for $5. He considers himself a cachaça expert. A good cachaça doesn't make your breath smell, and it won't give you a hangover, Machado says, as he knocks off a quarter bottle of the free samples. Still, the very idea of a good cachaça is foreign to most Brazilians. They drink roughly 350 million gallons of the stuff every year. That's 2 gallons per inhabitant. But they don't like to admit it. Cachaça is traditionally seen as moonshine, the kind of thing that the poor knock back at 10 cents a shot. Well-to-do Brazilians almost always ask for their lime caipirinhas mixed with vodka, and in middle-class liquor cabinets, the cachaça is usually tucked away behind the Johnny Walker. But there are exceptions. A handful of cachaça appreciation societies have sprung up in recent years. Marcílio Veloso is a member in good standing of the Brazilian Academy of Cachaça. He holds a shot glass under his nose and closes his eyes.
First you notice the color. Watch how it slides around the cup. See if it has legs. It should be nice and limpid, even though it might be a little bit yellowed. Then, like wine, you let it breathe. Let the volatile gases evaporate. And finally, you breathe in this aroma.
That's a lot of complexity for a spirit that sometimes smells like sweetened rubbing alcohol. But Veloso says cachaça made in small distilleries is different. It's mild enough to be enjoyed straight up, like a brandy. He says the mass-produced cachaça sent to the U.S. and Europe is terrible. But since it's all being mixed into lime caipirinhas, he says no one notices. Veloso offers this typically Brazilian metaphor.
It's like a nude woman. If you take a beautiful woman, she's beautiful when she's dressed up, and she's even more beautiful when she's naked. But if she's ugly, you can dress her up and she'll be pretty, but she'll never be beautiful naked. And that's how it is with a good and bad cachaça.
So far, Americans and Europeans seem unaware of cachaça's naked charms. At the moment, that's good enough for Brazil, as exports are growing by 10% a year. But export officials worry about what might happen should the lime caipirinha suddenly fall back out of fashion. So they're starting to promote small-batch cachaça that's fermented in oak barrels, as though it were scotch. The idea is to get cachaça an identity of its own, and maybe a little more respectability than it's traditionally enjoyed in Brazil. Martin Costi, NPR News, Rio de Janeiro.